Welcome back to Life Coach 180, where yours truly, Ben Lopez, a.k.a. DJ Lopez. And today we're talking about how you are unique. If you were a shoe, what name brand would you be and why? Would you place yourself on the showroom floor or a storefront window for all to see? Explain. Because that really determines how unique you feel you truly are. The power of our core beliefs. Most of our decisions are based on our core beliefs about ourselves, and they determine the success we can achieve or losses we can take in life. If you feel like a Bobo sneaker, then you'll live a Bobo life. However, God has created you in such a unique way for all to see. So you know what? It's gotta be the shoe. In other words, you are more valuable than Adidas, Nike, Puma, Vans, and Converse all put together. Today's lesson derives from the chapter Blessed Souls in Tommy Colonna's recently published book, Gotta Be the Shoes. If you've been struggling with feeling of worthlessness and questioning your value, the study is tailored made just for you. You'll discover techniques developed for your self-worth, find hope, and attain inner peace. Additionally, I'll provide free resources including book descriptions, links for obtaining this incredible book, and access to a personalized masterclass. Best of all, it's free. Before we get started, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming free coaching classes. No gimmicks or costs. This is my heart to your heart. I do the work and the research so you can change and be transformed for the good. If you do want to repay me, just share this with somebody who needs it. Subscribe or hit the like button. So are you ready? Let's go. Chapter 8, Blessed Souls. You are unique. Nobody on this planet has your exact DNA. You are fashioned so beautifully that there will never be another you. Your fingerprints are proof of that. Each line and groove are unique. Tommy Colonna shares, he especially wired you with gifts, talents, and passions. He goes on to say, stop trying to be like everyone else and be who God created you to be. David understood this as he wrote this in evaluating who he was. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. This is Psalms 139:13-14. Tommy shares of his discovery and his unique gifts and talents during homeless outreach in the subways of Philly, in which he stood out among his peers. Feeling inadequate, one homeless man asked him to pray for him. Tommy expressed, one of the homeless guys asked me to pray for him and his crew. So I quickly went and got someone else from the team to come over and lead him in prayer. But they insisted, no, we want you to pray for us. You're our boy. He continues. That's when the epiphany hit me, and God was using my style, my fashion, shoes, and background to relate to the people so that I can reach them. So if you have the ability, take a pause. Take some time to write down what is your unique fashion, your style, and background. Have you ever thought about what makes you special? Next, write down one interesting quality about yourself that you believe is a conversational piece. In my nearly three decades as an educator, I've often witnessed a surprise on the faces of both students and parents when they learn about my passions for being a DJ. Similarly, when people encounter my stage presence and distinctive appearance, they often taken aback to discover my profession as an educator. It's a reminder that God can utilize your individuality and style wherever you are to make a meaningful impact on those you influence. Maintaining your uniqueness amidst a world of influence can be a challenge, but it can be rewarding as well. So here are some steps you can take. Number one, know yourself. Understanding your strengths, weaknesses, interests, and values is crucial. Self-awareness forms a foundation for building your unique identity. However, a God awareness will take you to another level. Scripture reads like this, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, verse 32. Number two, embrace your differences. Instead of trying to fit in or conform to others' expectations, celebrate what makes you different. Embracing your uniqueness can set you apart in a crowd. Every day you must go against the pressures of conformity by renewing your mind in order to understand you were fashioned with unique gifts and talents. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. See, in order for you to understand your direction, you must also calibrate daily what God says about you. And He says, it is the difference that I created you that makes you special. Number 3, explore your passions. Engage in activities and hobbies that genuinely interest you. Following your passions allow you to express yourself authentically. Each day, schedule time to pursue what you love. Even 30 minutes a day will fuel your passion. For example, if you love writing, writing poetry, painting, etc., carve out time to fuel your passion. Seek inspiration, not imitation. It's natural to be inspired by others, but strive to incorporate those influences into something that reflects your own style and personality. Find mentors to enhance your gifts and abilities. For example, you can watch a YouTube video, you can read, take a master class, and research what inspires you. When I was inspired to become a DJ, I realized I needed to have others that were much better than I was, so I would model their routines. So if it was, again, looking at YouTube or instructional video or master classes, I constantly imitated and practiced over and over again. Number 5, be fearless in expression. Don't be afraid to share your thoughts, ideas, creations with the world. Confidence in uniqueness breeds authenticity. Launch your creativity to the world today. It takes a small seed to sprout a mighty oak tree. And it's your fearless expression that will provide shade for others to become fearless. Number 6, surround yourself with supportive people. Surround yourself with individuals who will appreciate and encourage your uniqueness. A supportive community can empower you to stay true to yourself. Keep company with the wise and you'll become wise. If you make friends with stupid people, you'll be ruined. Trouble follows sinners everywhere. But righteous people will be rewarded with good things. Good people will have wealth to leave to their grandchildren. But the wealth of sinners will go to the righteous. Proverbs 13:20, verse 22. And that was the GNT version. Number 7, reflect regularly. Take time to reflect on your experiences, values, and goals. Regular self-reflection can help you stay aligned with your authentic self. It's vital to journal and write down your goals and accomplishments to set your destination. Number 8, take risks. Stepping outside your comfort zone can lead to new discoveries and opportunities for self-expression. Don't be afraid to take calculated risks in pursuit of your unique path. For example, Navy SEALs have learned that candidates in training have the best times when they actually jump headfirst. Without a risk, there'll never be a reward. Lastly, number 9, practice self-compassion. Embrace your imperfection and learn from your mistakes. Self-compassion allows you to embrace your uniqueness without the pressure of perfection. Our biggest critics are ourselves. If God's grace is enough, it trumps how you feel about yourself. If you can't love yourself, you'll never be able to love others. So today, remember how special and unique you are. My prayer is by following these steps, you can cultivate and maintain your uniqueness while navigating the influence of the world around you. Let's pray. Father, just pray that today they will embrace their uniqueness. That it's their difference that will catapult them into this world to truly, truly impact others. God, I pray that they don't shy away from what you've created in them. Father, have your way. Let them accept your way. And Lord, may this be an amazing day as we are changing for the good. Once again, if you're joining me for the first time, let me be your life coach. I want to go on your journey. I want to enhance who you were meant to be. Because you know what? You are amazing. God bless.